Hello, everybody. I'm Sean, and welcome back to the Croc Time Podcast, delivering weekly updates on markets and geopolitics, providing you with valuable insights and unique perspectives on events and trends shaping the world. With the U.S. presidential elections coming up in November 2024, today's episode will look into a hypothetical Trump win and presidency. We'll analyze a set of topics and see how Trump may deal with them. Ready? Great, so let's cut to the chase. Whether you like it or not, Trump has changed the world's politics forever. While it may be hidden in plain sight, the US still is the world's dominant power. Throughout history, there has never been a stronger power. While we can argue that the world is moving towards multipolarity, the reality is that the US continues to hold significant advantages over all other powers. Its military and economy are the strongest in the entire world. Its demographic picture isn't the best, but it isn't as desperate as other Western nations, and the flow of migrants entering the country is helping a lot. The US became the largest oil producer virtually overnight. The country's newfound energy dominance has allowed it to change its tactics within the Middle East. While we may constantly criticize the US for many reasons, such as violence, political polarization, lack of healthcare, and much, much more, the reality is that the US has many things going right, and the entire world sometimes is jealous about it. Europe would absolutely love to have America's geography, energy richness, and economic growth. China would love to have the US's demography and consumer-based economy. When people like to say the West's power is falling, what they should be really saying is that Europe's power and sway in global affairs is falling. Some people, including me, think that a Trump presidency can have significant impacts for the US and the entire world. So let's start by going over some of the main foreign agenda topics and analyze how Trump would handle them. The first one on the list is NATO. In recent months, Trump has made headlines by saying he won't protect NATO countries that don't spend 2% of their GDP on defense. He literally said that he would encourage Russia to do whatever the hell they want if it attacked a NATO country that didn't pay enough for defense. What he forgot to mention was that all NATO countries that border Russia already invest at least 2% of their GDP on defense. This means that any Russian attack on ex-Soviet states would be met with Trump's full support. Trump is sick and tired of EU countries free-riding on the US's enormous spending on the military. He wants Western EU countries to also chip in. Germany, Italy, Belgium, Spain, and Portugal are some of the countries not spending enough. Trump and Germany's ex-chancellor Angela Merkel absolutely hated each other. While we don't exactly know how Trump would get along with Germany's new government, one thing is for sure. Germany will have to start taking out their wallet if they want US energy exports and protection. Trump would for sure say some very provocative things on NATO during his second presidency. That's just the way he is. Will he mean all of it? Absolutely not. Will he mean some of it? Most certainly. So when Trump says that he is thinking about moving some battalions from NATO's borders, that is mostly a way for him to bargain with other countries. Let's not forget that Trump is a businessman before he is a politician. Since we now mentioned business, let's now move over to trade deals. Trump likes to say he is the man that makes deals. And let's be honest, during his presidency, he did make quite a few trade deals. The most famous ones were a China trade deal and a new NAFTA. But were these trade deals successful? Absolutely not. Even though he likes to brag about them, the reality is they didn't lead to anything. Trump also likes to rip up agreements and then draft new ones or abandon them altogether. NAFTA was ripped up and USMCA took its place. The funny thing is that USMCA and NAFTA are the exact same thing. Trump just wanted to have something big signed with his name on the front. We can expect much more of the same thing going forward. Big trade announcements which amount to very little or almost nothing that are then bragged about a lot. In recent months, Trump and his new team have been announcing that they will enact higher tariffs on all imported goods. We don't exactly know how much truth there is to that. However, given the protectionist trends in the world, we can certainly expect more trade wars and higher tariffs. But aren't trade deals and protectionist policies opposing forces? Well, yes, but let's not forget that Trump is Trump. He will say stuff and not mean it, and then do the exact opposite. But wait a second, aren't all politicians like that? The only exception is that Trump says it louder and his position of strength allows him to use way more levers. Let's now move over to global conflicts around the world. Honestly, Trump couldn't care less about Haiti, Sudan, or other African conflicts. He has often referred to these countries as shithole nations. However, he will still have a lot of global drama to go by. The Middle East is in turmoil. One thing is certain, Trump and MBS of Saudi Arabia are great buddies and business partners. US and Saudi Arabia will certainly patch things up after Biden's flawed policy strategy. US support for Israel will increase. In fact, Biden finds himself between a rock and a hard place in the Israel conflict. Republicans are much more supportive of Israel, so Trump would very likely not hesitate to drop bombs on the Houthis in Yemen, Hezbollah in Lebanon, or Iran's Revolutionary Guards in Syria. Trump likes to demonstrate hard, crude, and raw power to the world. We could also expect Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel in exchange for US guarantees of security and weapons. Iran, on the other hand, will very likely continue to be the target of sanctions and maximum pressure. The situation for the war in Ukraine is much more different. Trump has repeatedly stated that the US should not be supporting Ukraine in its war against Russia. While I do think Trump could change his mind about it overnight, especially if he is being perceived as weak, I do expect him to be brutally honest with Zelensky. He will tell him that no amount of weapons will help him win the war, and that Ukraine just doesn't have the manpower compared to Russia. US support could end overnight, and Europe would be the one carrying the weight from then on. Would he maybe try to bring peace to Ukraine? Possibly, but I don't think it's very likely. He admires Putin, so he would probably let him try to maintain his sphere of influence on Ukraine. This would, of course, anger some European countries and US allies. But does Trump give a crap about what they think? He is the superpower here. And what he says matters way more than some little far-off European country. The situation in Taiwan gets a bit trickier, of course. He has repeatedly complained about Taiwan stealing US semiconductor jobs, although this statement is completely false. The situation with Taiwan all depends on China. Will Trump continue to be the confront China president and try to fix the trade imbalance in their relationship? If this happens, I can certainly see Trump continue to maintain de facto support for Taiwan. Regarding other Asian allies, Trump got on really well with Shinzo Abe, the previous Japanese prime minister. His relationship with Fumio Kishida will very likely continue to remain collaborative and based on business. In the Korean Peninsula, things could get more complicated. The current South Korean president is currently not talking to North Korea. Trump used to get along with Kim Jong-un, North Korea's dictator. He also organized many summits with him. All of them ended with absolutely nothing. I could possibly see Trump trying to organize other summits with North Korea, potentially angering South Korea. But today's North Korea is much different than the past. Russian and Chinese support for the North has emboldened its little dictator, so I don't see Trump having any leverage in this type of situation. A few things are certain of Trump's second presidency. He will be unpredictable, uncontrollable, and do things few of us can even imagine. But his transactional way of doing politics could be extremely useful in the current world we live in. Biden seems incapable of bringing together the world's diverse powers. If you exclude Trump, I don't see many other politicians capable of talking to the Vladimir Putins, MBSs, or Narendra Modis of this world. Like him or hate him, we could very likely see a fall in conflicts under his watch, as his threats carry much more weight than whatever Biden can say. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Croc Time. Please leave a review and follow me wherever you get your podcast, and I'll be back next time with more insightful research.